Just the Juniors, brought to you by Plumbase, the trade's Premier League team. Leave the winter outside with Plumbase's hottest offers in Feel the Heat brochure. Get yours at your local Plumbase branch. Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with John Redmond and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.
Hugh Lewis and Stuck With You. Unfortunately tonight you're stuck with me and me alone. It's John Redmond. So good evening, welcome to Just the Juniors here on Rock Sport Radio. We chat all things junior football for an hour. Yes, a full hour with myself, John Redmond. Normally I'm joined by Bill Kilgallen, but with Bill on holiday for the next 2 weeks, I'll be here myself. Well, that's not really true. I have a couple of guests in the studio with me. I'll introduce them shortly. But before I do that, there's been a lot of managerial movement this week, so I'll take you through them. Managerial merry-go-round started on Monday, 12 September. Royal Albert management team resigned due to work commitments and the club are now close to making an appointment. We'll let you know when they appoint somebody as soon as we know ourselves. Last weekend, Peters Hill, Their co-managers Willie Patterson and Paul Kelly, coach Scott Black resigned after the defeat to Dorai Thistle. But Petershill moved quickly to appoint former Ross Vale and East Kilbride, that's the lone East Kilbride team. Their manager, Martin Loughlin, is their new man in charge, and he brings with him Carlo Girasoli, former Forth Wanderers manager, and his assistant coach, Paul Roberts. Also with Carlo leaving Forth Wanderers, there's a vacancy for manager's role there, but they have also moved quickly and appointed Carlo's assistant, Graham Cairns, and coach Thomas Devine as coach managers with immediate effect. This week in Clyde Bank, their manager Kieran McInnesby left the club as he starts a new job with the fire service, and the club are now looking for applications for the post. We'd just like to wish everyone all the very best on new roles from Rock Sport Radio, whoever gets their appointments. So that's the managerial appointment round up for this week. As I was saying earlier, I have two guests in me tonight. So I'd like to welcome to the show now the Greenock management team of Tommy Malloy and Sean Dillon. Good evening, gents. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, John.
Thanks very much.
You must be delighted the way the season started, guys, eh?
We're over the moon, John. I think Sean mentioned off air to you that if we were offered this at the start of the season, we'd have bit your hand off. But again, it's just keeping all the boys' feet in the ground and ourselves. If we're being honest, it's not a position Greenock we've used to been in over the years. So it's a positive start, and it's one of them ones. You don't win anything in August, but we would rather be here than not be here.
Yeah, as we were saying there, we're six games into the season, so it's a great start in terms of where we are, but we know there's a long way to go, so we're just going to take it as it comes and look at it again after 10 and then take it bit by bit and see where we are after that.
Correct, Sean. Well, not this time, I ask you to give an introduction yourselves, Tommy and Sean, of where you've played before, your managing. So I'll start yourself, Tommy, and then we're finished with yourself and Sean, we'll talk all things Greenock for maybe 15 minutes.
I left school, John, and went in full time with Morton as a YTS right for school. I don't know if you remember Hugh Scott, who carried on when he was there. Mm-hmm. So basically, I think it was about 7-8 months into our YTS, the whole club kind of was in the brink of getting shut down. So always get paid off, basically. And I was lucky that I got asked to go down to Air United with Campbell money.
Mm-hmm.
A trial basically, and he signed me. We played against Wigan in a friendly. Campbell signed me in a YTS down there, gave him my first team debut. And to be honest with you, kind of my attitude and stuff wasn't the best, John. So I fell out of football together and I went to Greenock for a year under Danny Galt.
Mm-hmm.
Done quite well under Dan, and Sandy came in for his at Largs. And I went down there and I was there for about 3 or 4 years, and again, fell out with attitude and stuff wasn't the best, if I'm being honest, and just kind of went and watched my brother playing. He was at St Mirren at the time, and somehow ended up in a coaching role. I went to my mates were at Gourock Amateurs in the Central League. I don't know if you know Amateurs, John.
No, really,
it's
no.
It's as strong as you'll get at that level, so they asked me to go out and help them with a bit of coaching. The next thing I know, I'm my manager. We were quite successful. We won a league with them. We grew up in my second season, and then Greenock were obviously having their problems, and I got offered the job then, and here we are. So this is me going into my third season, and Sean's been raised for day one at Greenock. Mm-hmm. So going into my third season just now.
Well, your upbringing with the managers, I worked with under Big Dibble, Big PC, Campbell Money there. And
Campbell,
quite a character Campbell, is it?
If you'd done the things that he'd done now, you'd probably be doing time.
Oh,
he was old school, but he was brilliant. He's his type, he would have ran through a law firm. He was good at it, he was successful as well. We'd a really good youth team at Air United. I think the majority of boys ended up making a decent career. A few of them's doing well, still at junior level as well. But Campbell, and just at junior level, we obviously had Danny Galt, again, old school. Yeah. Loved playing under him. Sandy was successful as well. And Stevie Quiggett, lads, I know you'll know Tweedy.
Oh, Stevie, a good guy.
So, no, it's a good grounding, and still use things that you learnt from them guys now, to be honest with you.
You mentioned Big Campbell there. I remember I was a manager at Troon, and they're leaving my duty for some reason. I get sacked for a bit of work. So Campbell had flown up. He's a United youth man at the time.
Aye.
And offered me a position down there running, and I think it was under 14 team, as they call that team. Now I'm sitting with Campbell in the office, and I said, Campbell, I can't work with boys. I haven't been senior boys on the team. How can I tell a 14-year-old at half-time where my boot's going to go if I'm not perform? I do it. I said, that doesn't make it right, Campbell, because you'd...
I think he's still involved now with SFA, as far as I know. And he's
great guy.
There's guys like that should be involved in football for as long as they want. He's a really good guy. Obviously, had a great playing career as well. So, but he's old school in the way he worked, but It worked for Campbell.
Certainly did.
It's changed days now, I would say, isn't it?
That's good. Thanks for that, Tommy.
No worries.
Sean, be yourself.
Yeah, so similar to Tommy, I've kind of left school and went and signed with Kilmarnock. Spent 6 years at Kilmarnock. Made my debut at 17. Had a good couple of seasons there.
Who was that under?
Jim Jeffries. Well, Bobby Williamson was the manager, and he left to go to Hibs. Mm-hmm. And then Jeffries came in and he gave him my debut. So thankful for that, obviously. But yeah, similar to what Tommy said there, I could probably, if older Sean Dillon was talking to a younger Sean Dillon, I'd do a lot of things different. Yeah. In terms of what I'd done. But look, that's what happens when you're younger. You make silly mistakes and what happens. So yeah, from there, had a loan stint at Morton, and then kind of went down the leagues a wee bit. Spoke with St. Wyth, Stenhouse Muir, Stranraer, Queen of the South, Stirling Albion, and then end up junior wise Irvine Meadow, Pollock for 4 or 5 years, and then Kilburnie for a while.
Was that Chris Strain's Meadow team, was it?
Yeah. So I done a season there, and then went and signed with Pollock.
Were you in the semi-final team, the Scottish semi-final team?
Yes, so that's one that sticks with us. We should have...
I watched it that night at Firhill.
They done really well, but they beat us in penalties, but with the team we had, we were disappointed we didn't go on to the final that year, and it was a great opportunity for us. So Dingy and Downsy up front, HA at the back, Joe Carruth at the back, Cookie myself, we Andy McLean in the middle, Andy Esler, David McGowan, McGeown, Bexey.
Definitely underachieving, into the boys like in the
second. Great side. Yeah. That was under Jim Sinnott, actually. Jim was there. Then Rab come back when he left. That was a good part of my career. I really enjoyed being at Pollock, great club, really good club, great fans and stuff. So. Mm-hmm. So then finished that up at Offaly, and I was about 30, maybe just 31, and kind of fell out of love with the game a wee bit. Uh-huh. Just kind of been doing it 15 years, travelling here and there, and to be honest, I kind of spoke to the team. It's nothing against Offaly, they're a great club, great management team at the time, but it was me personally, I just kind of fell out of love a wee bit, so left there. Never done anything for a while, and again, similar to what Tommy says there, my pals, a manager at an amateur team, my pals were playing there as well, told me to come down and do a bit of coaching and then start to kind of get back involved again in the coaching side, and then a couple of years later, obviously me and Tommy have known each other for years, so the opportunity to come up to go to Greenock and went there.
Did I recall that you went back senior for a season?
I went back senior, yes, so I was at Kilburnie.
Remember you coming junior then going back senior at one point?
Girls, good pals of mine, so we were at Kilburnie together and then left there and went up to Stirling under Drogba Scott. The thing is, they had a very, very young team, so myself and Sean Fagan came in together, and Jockey was really looking for a bit of experience and boys that could kind of talk and stuff, so... Mm-hmm. Worked out well for me and Sean. We got a deal. Spent a season there, which was great as well. Great club.
Then back to juniors.
Then back to Offaly after. That's what I went. I back to Offaly.
Good. And do you find a big difference in the junior game for the senior game when you were?
I think with that conversation off air out there. So there's not a big difference in my opinion, especially at the top level of junior football. There's guys easily could play League 1, League 2, etc. And I know the reasons why they play at the junior level. It's to do with maybe work commitments, and sometimes they're getting good money at junior level now, do you know what I mean? I think maybe Ian McCall started it when he was at Partick and looking at the juniors and taking kind of top players in there. So I think from that, few years back, teams are now looking at the top league in junior.
I think he took Chris Dillon for Talbot.
Chris Erskine as well.
Big Erskine, he was at Kilburnie at the time.
So, I think, as I said there, I think there's a very good standard, and there is gems out there that the league clubs could take. But I think, as I say, the professionalism now of the junior leagues is enticing boys to stay here as well.
Yeah. So now you're back at Greenock with Tommy here, and so far so good.
So far so good.
Which is good to say, because Tommy, a couple of years ago, I remember reading the Greenock club were almost folding at the end of 2017 because of lack of support, finance, and all that stuff.
I was probably like you, John, just hearsay, but obviously we're local, so we probably heard more than other people were here. I don't think they were in a great place, and that's nothing to do with guys that were in charge before. It was Stevie Mooney and Stevie Darlish over there. I think their hands were tied. I think they had one committee guy at the time they were struggling for training facilities. I think they had issues with local councillor, but the home park. So when me and Sean came in, to be honest with you, it was a case of just save the club the first season, John, which we did. We avoided relegation the last day of the season, the first season. Second, last season, we went and consolidated a bit and finished fifth. And this season, we've obviously, as you mentioned earlier on, started well. But we're kind of... Try to attract boys down to Greenock can be tough. Sean will agree with me, John. We've never gave a boy a penny. Mm-hmm. We've never gave a boy a wage, a signing on fee. So what we've always said and what we've always agreed on, if we can get boys down for a chat, we believe that we can sell a club to them, as in we think we do everything right. But it's some we've lost it in players over people going for a tenner a week elsewhere, uh-huh. which is fine. It's up to them, do you know what I mean?
But they may be travelling. We do into Ayrshire for that £10.
Exactly. So, and as I say, we look on it now. If you don't want to be doing here, then fair enough. But we believe that we do things the right way. And as I say, we know there's money in the junior game, but we've never lost sleep over not having a penny. But I can put my hand up and say we've never gave a guy 1 pence and we've never gave a signing on fee, and we're up front with players with that
start. Where do you recruit for, Sean? Do you go under 21 or amateur, or just
to be
on your name?
Yeah, we're lucky like, that Greenock is a big town. Mm-hmm. And what just to touch on what Tommy said there, me and Tommy have played at a decent standard, so we understand how a club should be ran in terms of the professionalism. Yep. So it might sound silly, but like training gear, training equipment's all there.
That's right.
So we make sure the playing side of it is up to scratch and from a professional point of view. So as he said, if we get boys down and we're more than confident we'll get players to sign. But we've got decent contacts in the game, so we've got good catching areas in terms of maybe Paisley downwards. So as I say there, we've got decent contacts in the game that can help us, even if that's loan players and stuff. We've looked at over the two and a bit years we've been there.
Would you be looking to work with Morton and maybe get some of the youth boys farmed out to you?
Yeah, but we've done it in the past.
You've done that,
over the past couple of seasons, to be fair. Me and Tommy spoke off air. We've had a good relationship with the guys at Morton, and they've offered to help us. This year, this year we feel we've got a strong enough squad that we maybe might not need to do that, go down that road, but it's always an option there for us.
I think you're looking, if boys are getting farmed out, John, for kind of senior clubs, them clubs are looking for them to play. And as Sean said, our squad's kind of big enough and we're doing quite well. But I think you only go down that road if you need to. You don't just go and take somebody on loan because you can, do you know what I mean? And these clubs, Morton or whoever else, they would be looking for a young boy to come out and play. And at this moment in time, you've got a squad capable enough to compete in a league we're in, so
good.
Fingers crossed we don't need to go down that road.
Well, James, we'll go to a break and when we come back we'll continue the discussion about Greenock and all things junior football.
Just the Juniors, brought to you by Plumbase, the trade's Premier League team. Leave the winter outside with Plumbase's hottest offers in Feel the Heat brochure. Get yours at your local Plumbase branch.
Motorpoint, we put the super into car supermarket. We're here to save the day with a choice of over 7,000 low mileage, nearly new cars. Find your next car in a flash with our lightning fast service and same day drive away. Plus, with Motorpoint's price pledge, if you find the same car for less, we'll match the price and give you a £50 Amazon voucher. Visit Motorpoint Glasgow today, just 2 minutes from junction 3 of the M74. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
The list of things you need to do gets longer at this time of year, whether that's for the house or in your business. So tick one thing off your list right now. Your septic tank could need emptied. Let Grant Henderson Tankers empty your septic tank in the home or work, farm, factory or workshop at very competitive rates. We are septic tank specialists, experienced, safe and dedicated to environmental safety with our own licensed disposal site. Find out more at wemovesh.it or call 01698 284 987. Grant Henderson Tankers. Let the experts manage your waste.
Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with John Redmond and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.
Welcome back to Just the Juniors with myself, John Redmond, where I'm in conversation with the Greenock management team of Tommy Malloy and Sean Dillon. Before the break, lads, we're talking about the turnaround of the club almost going stink 2 years ago to sit on top of the division after 6 games. What do you think the biggest turnaround was? Was they getting the counselling board?
No, really. No, to be honest, it was there's more committee members there, John, who mm-hmm. are putting work. You know yourself how hard people work in the background at junior, so
they need them.
They do stuff that me and Sean don't need to do, kind of thing. So we're left to concentrate in the playing side, but you could probably put it down to we've brought better players in as well, to be honest with you. Myself, Sean, and my coach, Sean Art Steegan, the three has worked really close together, so I'd put it down to kind of us.
Is that Owen that played at Dorai for a while, didn't
it? No, his brother, Mark. His dad, yeah. Owen Art Steegan, played with Celtic and stuff.
Right, I got him, yep. Got
so
him.
It's his son, Owen, he's come in and he's brought a few boys in, but I would put it down to probably commit a bigger and stronger committee, us raising the standards of stuff and bringing better players in, to be honest with you.
Fantastic. And you look at the 21 scene round about Greenock, Sean, to try and bring players in?
Yeah, definitely. We're not in a position where we can be picky in terms of that. So, no, we look at under-19s games. We picked up a few boys last year from under-19s. And we go to 21s games, we go to a lot of reserve games as well. So we try and leave no stone unturned in terms of looking for players, never resting on our laurels. So if we can try and improve the squad, which over the course of the 3 years we've been here, that's been the plan. We started off, as Thomas said earlier on, just making sure the club stayed in the league and we're building. Second year was a bit of progression, and this year, obviously, we're looking to try and hopefully be promoted if we can get that.
And the great moral of the story is, if you're not paying money, these boys are playing for shirt, and it proves it works.
Exactly, that's it. We've got a great bunch of boys, and over the 3 years, that's always been the case. We've had boys who are committed, and it's not about signing just good players, it was signing good boys as well. That's a big thing for us, and good boys about the dressing room and committed to doing that.
The league you're in this season, a lot of good teams in it, Tommy. If you don't win it, who do you think is going to be above you?
My tips at the start, if I was to pick one, John, it would probably be Shettleston, for a couple of reasons, but me and Sean seem to say the same thing every week after a game. It's anybody's. Mm-hmm. There's probably 8-9 teams in the league who'll be saying we could get out of this league. There's three that go up, so that's our first target. Yeah. We're not going to sit here and get carried away and say we'll win a league or whatever, but our target, I would say that we feel as if we've failed if we don't get promotion this season. That's nothing against the rest of the teams, but I'm sure other managers will be saying the same.
Just the pressure we put on ourselves.
That's good, John.
I think Bells Hill have started really well. We've not played them yet, but on paper they've started really well, and I think they'll kind of be up there. They'll be, as Tommy says, you finish a Saturday and you look at the results and you're shocked. I mean, you look at this and go, you try to pick a team to win and you're going, this team and that team will win, and you come in and it's the total opposite. So it's a very competitive league, and we'll just see if you can go on a run, then you've got a great chance.
Well, gents, we'll interrupt just now because we're having to go to Easter Road. There's a Euro qualifier for the Scottish women are playing tonight. They're entertaining Cyprus. So this half-time report from Easter Road, John Brodie.
Yes, half-time score here, Scotland 3, Cyprus 0, and the Scots have completely dominated the opening 45 minutes. The first goal came in 11 minutes. Fabulous move. They cut Cyprus open. Claire Emsley arrived at the back post and she was there to head past Taka to open the scoring. 8 minutes later, Kim Little broke into the box following a fabulous pass by Weir. She rounded the goalkeeper and slotted it home to double the lead. And then 6 minutes before the break, Little added her second and Scotland stubbed after another fine pass from Jane Ross. Scotland totally dominating the match. They're a class above the Cypriots. This could finish up anything. They need to score quite a lot because I think most teams in the group will take goals off Cyprus. This is John Brodie for Rock Sport Radio Easter Road, where a half-time score again is Scotland 3, Cyprus 0.
Just the Juniors, brought to you by Plumbase, the trade's Premier League team. Leave the winter outside with Plumbase's hottest offers in Feel the Heat brochure. Get yours at your local Plumbase branch.
William, Pamela and Anthony were sold investments by banks and ended up losing money. Luckily, they contacted Goodwin Barrett and were able to claim back a total of £65,500. If you've lost money on an investment sold by a bank, even if you no longer have it or the paperwork, just text GOOD to 66777 to discover how much you could be owed. That's GOOD to 66777. Goodwin Barrett. You don't need a claims management company to make a complaint, and if unsuccessful, you can refer it free to the Financial Ombudsman.
Can I have, I don't usually eat much in the morning.
Well, how about one of our breakfasts under 400 calories? We've got the egg and cheese McMuffin with a fruit bag and a tea, or a toasted bagel with Philadelphia Light, a white...
Who'd have thought? With a range of breakfasts under 400 calories at McDonald's, there's something for everyone. Served until 10:30 a.m., subject to availability.
Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with John Redmond and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.
Welcome back to Just the Juniors. We're in conversation with the Greenock management team of Tom Malloy and Sean Dillon. Before the break, lads, we were talking about the teams in the leagues. And when you look at that league, there's a lot of teams steeped in history. I mean, Trust Mountain Rovers, Carluke, Keller Rovers, Lanark United, these are all good sides. So you get a work cut out to stay at top of that division.
There is. It's, again, going back to what I said a minute ago, John, there's not a lot between most the majority of the league. I know a couple of teams maybe maybe have had their troubles over the last couple of months, but the teams that have come up have started well. Lanark, Carluke have started really well, but there's teams in that league where you should say that they shouldn't be, their name alone, they shouldn't be in that league. But it's a tough league, and it's probably tougher than a lot of people think as well. It's, I always say to players, 3 points in our league is huge, because they're hard to come by, and there'll be times this season when we go away from home and you're happy with a point and stuff. But I just think if we can stay with a pack, you can, you know yourself, a festive period, if you can stay with that pack, then you're counting the games anyway, and you know what you'll probably need to do.
That's right. Sean, we're talking there about fundraising and that. It's maybe a good time to mention that there's a game taking place on Sunday at Maryhill between Maryhill and Partick Thistle Legends as a fundraiser for Maryhill Juniors. We all know what was happening in Maryhill in the close season. It was similar to yourselves. It's maybe possibly to pack in at one point, but thankfully for the junior game, they're still going. It's a 2:30 kickoff. It's at Maryhill, so anybody that's fed up watching the Rangers Celtic game are still sober after it. I think you should be good to make the way along to it.
Yeah, definitely. So, as you said, if anybody can work with a flight that it's us. I mean, we were in that same position a couple of years back, so we know how hard it is to run a junior club, and by all accounts, they've came back from the brink a wee bit as well, so I can see on social media that they're doing great things, and this is another thing that kind of ticks the box for them, so hopefully they get a good crowd and get some money in.
It's good to see, because as you say, you can relate to it with Greenock, a Premier League team, right, saying at one time?
I think the highest have been John's kind of the now championship, maybe years and years ago. They get promoted maybe, I'm going to take a guess, maybe 7-8 years ago under Stevie Mooney from the league we're in at the moment to the championship. I think they lasted 2 seasons in it. So, in my eyes, the size of our town and stuff, Greenock should be a championship team. Obviously, things like money and that dictate that, but me and Sean are big believers in Owen, who's done ways as well, that our club, if we get it to where we want it to be, then we should be looking upwards rather than just try to stay where we are and be safe every year.
You're certainly, your head's screwed in the right way, any gents, you're going the right way, so keep up the good work. Well, you look at the Scottish Cup draw for you, so he's disappointed. Are you disappointed? Going to be away dated in Dundee?
Look, it'll be a tough test. We'll have them watched, we've kind of done a bit of research on them, so they'll be a good side. But in me and Tommy's 2.5 years or 2 and a bit years since we've been here, we've been really competitive away from home. It sounds silly, but away from home, that's been our best results we've came from. So one, it gives the players a wee journey, which is great. We've not had that in our time here in any of the cups, actually. We've had home draws or draws in the teams with us, so it's a wee change of scenery for the boys, a team they've never played before. So, no, I'll be looking forward to it. It'll be a tough test, but looking forward to it.
Self Tommy, eh?
No, definitely. I know the players, maybe the first thing they think is a day out right away, but we obviously don't think that way.
Treasure only think that with the bus.
No, I know. I think they had a heart attack. No, we've done a wee bit of homework, and me and Sean know a couple of people up at Net Gavage as well that we've asked about. And to be completely honest, the feedback we've had is they're a strong side. They're in the league with Lockheed and stuff, so and they're competing in that league as well, John. So they're probably similar to us. They don't know a great deal about Greenock, to be fair, but it's a winnable tie, and that's all you can ask. Preferably, you might have wanted it at home, but it's a winnable tie, and you never know. Look at Wishaw, maybe last year or the year before.
The semi-finalists, that's right.
You just don't, obviously, you need to carry a big bit of luck, but you never know. Obviously, it's one game at a time, but we're probably due a cup run, to be honest. The last 2 years in the Scottish Cup, we've drew Rossfield. The last 2 years, just lost out in both of them, but I don't know, it's something to look forward to. Hopefully when that time comes, we're still sitting in a comfortable league position, going into it with a bit of confidence.
Yep. I was mentioning last week, and this may be interesting to yourself, because I know Port Glasgow's your derby game, but I mentioned last week that Kenny Young was saying to me that he doesn't mind if clubs playing a Sunday or a Friday. Is it a thing that you maybe look forward to? With Port Glasgow being your doorstep as well, it could be a Sunday or a Friday game or something.
Yeah,
like
that. Definitely. So the Port management team, me and Tommy know well, so we're going to come through the ranks together in terms of playing against each other, so there's good communication there. But we're the same, we had a chat off air, we're trying to think of incentives to get punters through the door to raise a bit of money on both sides, so we're going to change the game to the Friday night against Port Glasgow. We've got the lights, and fortunately Port Glasgow with the lights as well, so again we'll reverse the fixture to the Friday night when we play them.
That'll be interesting to see what your crowd
gets. It works both ways, yeah. So no, hopefully we can get a big crowd in, and as we said earlier on, if Morton are not at home and Celtic Rangers maybe the Sunday etc, then we can bring decent crowds in, hopefully.
20th of September, that fixture is.
20th of September, so there's one for your diary folks out there, get yourself along to Ravenscraig Stadium.
Definitely, but no, that's as you say, it's wee things like that to try and mix it up and see if we can bring
good,
people.
It's good for the players as well, playing in games like that with lights on and more punters coming through, because you know yourself, if you're playing and there's more people there, you maybe get that wee bit extra. So again, it's a few weeks away, but it's something to look forward to again.
No, down at Darvel, we played Hurlingford in the League Cup section on Friday night and attracted a crowd between 700 and 900 people at the game, and the atmosphere was fantastic.
Outstanding for a junior game, isn't it?
John, I think, see, even for guy people who don't go and watch junior football, it's something to do on a Friday night for them as well.
That's right.
Saying to their missus or whatever, I'm going out to watch a game tonight, because it's not often it happens, and it's 1 a.m, they might go and they might say, I'm coming back to us.
Get the bug, Tommy, that's it. Yeah.
And Sean, just touching on what Sean said, any game we've had in the Derby game against Port, there's always been good crowds there, and I'm very, very confident that this one, a Friday night, will attract a big crowd, and we'll do the same for them up there. Maybe play them after Christmas and stuff at their park.
And you say, once somebody's along, maybe not been at a junior game, pay their £5 or £6, they'll realise how valuable they're getting for their money. They can go there and get their pie and a pint for a tenner.
Sometimes I think you need to ask people to get involved, John. Just for an example, we advertised for Wee Ball Boys last week, and we've been inundated with people, so no end ball boys need to bring a parent along. That's maybe 10 people in your gate. And it might be a wee.
Adjusting a pie and things like that.
We've told them they'll be looked after at half time and whatever. It might be a wee, that say to their dad, I want to get back here, and what is it, a fiver?
That's right.
You know what I mean? If they take them.
Good entertainment for a Saturday afternoon, isn't it?
Take them somewhere else, you might be talking 40, 50 quid for the day out. You come to watch a junior game and you're probably paying a fiver. So, no, it's. I think sometimes you need to ask people are they interested rather than just saying no, they won't be.
And it's a good time for yourselves to attract that, because you're playing good football just now, you're getting victories and people are going to watch winning teams.
If I'm not going to attract people through the door just now, then we'll struggle. So,
you're right, Sean.
As you say, it's a good time. We're doing all right at the moment. So, yeah, no, if more people would want to come out, then that's great. But as you say, I'm just looking at the scores in the league last week. So if they're coming for a five, they'll definitely going to be entertained. There's
plenty of goals. We'll just get through them in a minute or two, and we'll have your comments on them. But just to finish off on the Green Up thing just now, is there any up-and-coming fundraising action you've got that maybe you want to put out there for people to...
There's nothing official, John. They just did a sportsman's dinner there for the first time in a few years, which was a major success. So they're looking into it, you know, as a yearly thing as well. And to be fair, again, there's people, local people, who will help you. And again, it's just about asking. I think people think nobody will help us if you nobody's interested. Well, they are. Go and ask these people. They'll say no. If they say no, they say no.
Do you think people realise how big a place Greenock actually is?
The committee are doing a great job in terms of the funding behind the scenes. Going and asking people to sponsor a game and stuff, sponsor a ball, whatever it is. People think they might need to pay, give us loads of money. It's not, it could be.
I think you're 50 quid to sponsor a match ball, it's 50 quid.
Every penny helps.
Sorry to interrupt. We've got a small committee, Donnell John, but me know first hand they work to a guy, Paul Brown, who's with us in the committee. He's a retired teacher, but this has turned into his life a wee bit. And before guys are, but they wouldn't be a club, to be honest.
No,
sorry,
right,
me and Sean saying we try and get players and training gear, and, but see if there's no these people in the background, eventually it catches up on you. And
that's the thing that always amazes me. You forget the boy that's standing taking the £6 at the gate and selling the match programme or whatever. You forget
these boys. I'm massive on letting our players respect people. Even we've got a guy who comes down the turnstile on a Saturday. I make sure that our players know that he's as important as anybody.
That's
because
right, Tommy.
You need, if people start turning their noses down to people who are helping the background, you'll have need to. And it's too big a job for just a manager, assistant, or coach to.
It was a thing I was strong on as the Troon manager a few years ago when we were trying to build Troon up at the time, was make sure the fans are involved with the players and the players speak to them. And it's amazing how much the fans bought into that once they
Definitely.
To identify the players, and then you go and want to sponsor players' jersey. Oh, yeah. I helped it Sean Dillon, I helped it Tom Molloy. Yeah.
John, we've even started selling taps now. I don't know if we've ever done that. There's people buying strips and asking me again back to you. Ask these people, do they want to help? Do they want to buy stuff? And that'll surprise you.
Correct. Now, nobody's going to come and chop your door. You've got to go and ask other people.
I just mentioned to a committee member yesterday as well. I'll have no issue going about local primary schools and handing out tickets for home games. Yeah. Listen, 90% of them might say no, but you might get 25 of them kids that come and say, aye, I'll come.
Yeah.
So I think we need to do our part in that as well. But no, we're in a comfortable position just now, and I don't want to keep banging on about money, but we're kind of fortunate that we don't rely on wages or signing on fees or whatever. So anything that comes into the club, we commit to decide what's best for the club to spend that on, gate money or whatever.
Well, guys, that's been interesting to be in discussion about. You know, thanks very much for that, and I hope you do well for the rest of the season.
Thank
and
you very
unless
much.
You played Darvel this season, a cup. <and all. laughs> But we'll now look back at last week's results, and we'll just stay in your division just now and get a few comments on the results. The first one, a team that started very poorly this season, very surprisingly, Drusen Mountain Rovers. They got a great 5-2 home result against Carluk, Sean.
Yeah, so we've not played Carluk yet. Obviously, they started the season very well. Drusen's always a hard place to go. We went down there our second game of the season and we won 3-1, but I think we scored the third late on, 90th minutes. We had a good first half. They came out second half and were really strong. I think Stevie's obviously given them a boot up there at half time, and they've come out really strong. But Drusen will be a good side. They are a good side. Carluk, again, we've not played them, but heard good reports about them, so good result for Drusen.
Well, that's only the second defeat Carluk's had in the league. I mean, they're sitting on their fourth top, Tommy.
Aye, we've got them a couple of weeks up at their place, John, so again, I'd be lying if I said I knew a great deal about them. We're just kind of judging them on how their results have been, but we got better in a fortnight. I know they play in the Astro, so no, Drusen have picked up, but they're going to be better thereabouts, to be honest with you. So we'll see how they
I was reading a couple of years ago nonsense that Stevie's under pressure. Imagine under pressure after two or three games. That's nonsense, isn't it?
I just think it's one person says that.
And they just jump the bandwagon, don't they?
But put it this way, they were very unlucky not to get promoted last year. Do you know what I mean? Blantyre went on a great run at the end of the season to just pick them. So he was inches away from being a championship manager. And now he's been under pressure.
And he's been in the game for a while. I actually managed him when I was the manager of Winton Rovers. Stevie played for Winton Rovers at the time, and he managed Irvine and Vicks and done well. But Tommy, East Kilbride won your rivals Port Glasgow 3. East Kilbride are struggling this season, but still to go there and win 3-1 is a good result for the Port.
I think it's all right looking at the league and saying that Port should win, but you still need to go there, John. If Park, probably, with all due respect, East Kilbride won't be great at any time here, so fair play to Port for going up there and getting the 3 points. And as I said, East Kilbride have not started great, but we played them the first game of the season and dropped points. We'll drew with them at home. So we need to go there probably over the winter months when they kick in, which won't be easy. But no, it's a good 3 points for the Port.
Sean, Glasgow Perthshire 3, Les Mahiga 1. Do you think that's a bit of a shock? We're everyone's got a good side going there, Les Mahiga, what?
Perthshire are a funny team, so one week you'll get a great result, one week will not. I genuinely think this year they'll be up there. I think they'll be up there challenging. They were one of my dark horses at the start of the season. I said to Tommy, I think they'll be up there. Les Mahago came up with a great start, obviously came up from the league below last year. We've not played them this year, so I'm not sure about that one, but for me I wasn't surprised by that. I think they'll be a good side this year.
And Tommy, Atlantic United now. On Wednesday night, they went through to the final of the Sectional League Cup to play off Mike Talbot. I'm hearing that the game was taken at Beechwood Park, which I find that astounding if that's the case. But Lanark going to Pollock, winning the game there. And also last Saturday, they beat Keller Rovers 7-0. Now, I know Keller Rovers are not in the best this season, but we've all been down at Keller Rovers. It's a difficult place to go to. And to go down there and win 7-0... draws the line of sand for me.
Definitely. First thing is what an unbelievable result from midweek going to Pollock and winning. What I've heard back is they deserved it as well. Beating Kello 7-0 last week. We play Kello tomorrow. Hopefully it's on. But I said, John, you know as well as I do, you don't need these places in there, so it's all right if a team's bottom of the league or mid table. You're still got it's a battle.
It's a battle, you're right, John. You
score 7 away goals is no mean feat.
Sean, there's a kind of fluke result the next one. Larkhall Thistle won Green at 5. Now, Larkhall boys were in last week. And they were in there. They were going well at that point.
They beat
Lanark
the week before.
They beat Lanark the week before.
John,
I hope it's not in this week, Phil.
Was it
as convincing as a scoreline?
It looks convincing, obviously, now, but at nothing each, there was chances at both ends. And to be honest, see, in our league, the first goal's massive. So you get the first goal and a team needs to come out and you can maybe get in behind them. So luckily for us, we get the first goal. And then, to be fair, after that, we kind of kicked on. And don't get me wrong, we played really, really well. A few goals for set pieces, Larkhall probably a bit disappointed with. That's a great result from us because Larkhall will take points off teams at home 100%. They're a good side. So we've got to take major confidence from that.
A big bit for me was we had a poor result on the Wednesday before it. We lost at home to Maryhill, which probably surprised a few people. So a big thing for me was the reaction for the players. And Larkhall's not an easy place to go. They were joint the tape second with us before a ball was kicked last week. The park was in brilliant condition.
What were you actually speaking about last week? How good the park was.
You commented on it during, before and after the game. And as I say, just talking about us, it was the reaction that we got, John, after a poor result in the midweek. So.
Fantastic, yeah. And yourselves, Dom, I mean, you've played six, but you've scored 19 goals, so you're scoring goals for fun.
We are, then. They've been a positive for Sean, I'll agree, I'm sure. They've been spread about the team. Probably in seasons gone by, we've been aligning in one or two people, John.
Yep.
As most teams probably do, striker-wise, but the goals have been spread about the team. I think we've got a defender in 3 goals after 6 games, another centre-half in 2 goals, so they're getting spread about, and we do look a threat, to be honest. We look fit, we've got a good mix of experience in youth, and we look fit, and we're creating chances, which is massive. And even the games we've lost in, we look a threat, and we've just maybe nodded at Robbie Green, but no, we look a threat, and that's it's all over the park. I know most strikers take credit for goals most of the time, but they've been spread out well.
And you're talking earlier in there, Tommy Shettleston, they travelled through to Maryhill and got a 5-0 victory.
Aye, so. Well, we had played Maryhill on the Wednesday, and they'd obviously went into that game against Shettleston in the high, but Shettleston, John, they're my tip. They were my tip in the summer to probably be champions, if I'm being honest, and it's a good result. They've started really strong as well. We don't go there for a wee while, but again, it's all right saying Shettleston should beat Maryhill, but they still had to go early date, and they've put 5 goals past them.
Next game, Sean, is good for the fans, at the neutral anyway. Aye. Royal Albert 4, Girvan 5. Now, Girvan getting relegated last year, and I know they've made a few signings down there, and they're looking to come straight back up.
Yeah,
so,
if you're Girvan and you've came down, your probably ambition is to go straight back up, as you say. So they'll be itching to get a few results on the board and be up there. Royal Albert, we played the other week. I know the manager's just left and stuff, so they'll kind of be a turmoil. So, that was a one that could go either way on that one for me.
Okay, and the final game, Wishaw 0, Bells Hill 2, Tommy.
We were at Wishaw a couple of weeks ago again, hard fought 2-0 winning. Obviously, Sean mentioned earlier on, Bells Hill have started brilliant under Robert up there, so they look as if they're going to be thereabouts. I know it's still early doors, but I think is that a week in a derby?
That's a bit,
So that's a good result for them as well, and I'm sure Kieran at Wishaw will turn that around up there as well. I know his hands are tied a wee bit playing numbers-wise.
Well, guys, that's just looked at last week's results in your league. We're going to go to a small commercial break now. When we come back, we'll look at tomorrow's fixtures.
Just the Juniors, brought to you by Plumbase, the trade's Premier League team. Leave the winter outside with Plumbase's hottest offers in Feel the Heat brochure. Get yours at your local Plumbase branch.
Do you hear that? That's your family coming round to your new house for Sunday lunch. Your son opening the door of his first home. Visitors arriving at your guest house. Friends coming over to watch the football. Scottish Building Society offer a range of mortgages, so we can turn this into this.
Hello!
Scottish Building Society. We've been helping people open doors since 1848. Call us today on 0345 600 4085. Scottish Building Society is authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority.
First World Problem number 346.
Well, you know, people might think I'm exaggerating, but since Virgin Atlantic announced their sale, I can't sleep. One minute my head is in New York, the next I'm searching for shows in Vegas. I can't stop. So many choices. Orlando, LA, Boston, Barbados. My search history is a total mess. Oh, I might need to bring it up with my life coach.
What? Seriously? Get a flight.
Bing bong. The Virgin Atlantic sale is now on. Visit virginatlantic.com and fly direct from Manchester.
Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with John Redmond and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.
Welcome back to the last part of Just the Juniors with myself, John Redmond. I'm joined tonight in conversation with the Greenup management team of Tommy Malloy and Sean Dillon. Before the break, lads, we're looking at last week's results and then look at tomorrow's fixtures. But before I go there, it's just been flashed through a result coming from Inverness. Now, I know you're in Greenup. If you ever get a sack, you maybe get a chance at this Morton job, because it, now it's Inverness 5, Greenup Morton 0.
Sean's working in his CV next.
As we speak, isn't it?
John, see, before we go any further, I forgot earlier on to give somebody a mention. You probably know the guy, Sean Graham.
Yes, I know Sean Graham.
He follows me on Twitter. He's a big junior fan. He thought he supports Maryhill. I don't know Sean personally, but he messaged me after some results and stuff, and he got all cleared by cancer yesterday.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'm sure on behalf of everybody we say how brave he's been and stuff. And I know he listens every week as well, so he told me he was going to listen any night. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Great news, Sean, and wish you well from all Rock Sport and all the junior family. Keep it going, bud. Well done. Brave man.
Definitely.
Well done. And well done to you, Tommy, for me. Hey, let's really look at tomorrow's fixture. We'll look at the Premiership first, and the Bens, they're at home to Troon tomorrow. Sean, do you know much about two teams?
Yeah, so I know you had Johnny on a couple of weeks ago.
Ah, big Johnny.
I know Johnny and Dino very well.
Dino entertains, you know.
I was at Morton with Dino, so we chat quite frequently.
Good guy, isn't he?
He's a great guy. Mental, but he's a great guy. The Bens have done outstanding. They came up, their first season they were in our league, with a couple of great games against them, and they've just obviously been on a bit of a whirlwind rollercoaster and getting up and up, so that'll be a tough game. I think Troon got a bad result the other week against Talbot, but Talbot can do that to anybody.
Well, that's right.
I wouldn't worry about that too much, but I think it'll be a tight game. It'll be a very tight game.
I think Troon Ryle out and Ryan Stevenson, obviously the classic Ryan's goat, and if he turns on, he can do some. Yeah. Last week at Kilburn, they were very unfortunate to lose with the odd goal.
Yep.
But you say with Dino and Big Johnny at the helm, I'm quite sure they'll turn
they'll be fine.
Last week, Ross Vale, they went to Ben Burbank and get a 2-0 victory, Tommy. So that's a good result. Ross Vale a good side.
Ross Vale? No, he's Morph's done a good job here. They've come through the leagues with us, really, promoted. And I know they've had a bit of a tough start, but you can't really criticise that, can you? They're probably finding their feet, but he's got an unbelievable job he's done. I know they find it tough for where they're going to play home games and stuff. They're at Ben Burb now. No, I think Ross Vale will be okay this season once they find their feet.
Yep. Tomorrow's match, Clyde Bank, managerless. Well, I think they're managerless. I don't know if
Kieran's last game.
It goes tomorrow, last game, is it? Yeah. So that'll be the last game for Kieran. Wish Kieran all the best for whatever he does in the future. They're at home to a lag, so they'll give the manager a send off, do you think?
Yeah, it's a hard one to call that game, is it not? The two of them will be used to that surface as well, John.
That's right.
Guaranteed the game will be on, obviously, with weather, but it's a very hard game to call. Arnie's done an incredible job down there. He's a massive turnover of players. Clyde Bank, as you said, they'll be looking for Kieran to go in the high, because I know he's well thought of by players over there. But if I had to call that game, I'd go a draw.
Sit in the fence, would you, Paul? What about you, Sean?
I'll go Largs. I think Lars will go.
I think so.
I think Clyde
Bank, even with the farewell party for Kieran.
I think Clyde Bank going forward are very strong. Nicky Little's from down the way. I was out with
good
him last
player.
Week for a bit. Very good player. Very strong going forward. But as is, Tommy says, Lars are, they get results somehow. I think Arnie's turned over a player from last season Scottish Cup final to now, and he's still doing a great job there. So now I'll go with Arnie.
Another great fixture tomorrow, Sean, in that division. Hurlford entertain Beath. Beath have started slowly, but they're too good a side to be doing their third and fourth bottom of that division, aren't they? Are they?
No, I don't think that will last, to be fair. As you say, they're a strong side. Hurlford as well, very strong side. Great Scottish Cup runs the last few years. So again, that's a tight one. I'll go for a Hurlford win, just with it being at home.
Right, yourself, Tommy?
I'll go for Beath to maybe turn it around tomorrow. They're eventually going to kickstart their season, so I'll go for a Beath victory tomorrow.
Oh, so you're not drinking with Darren tomorrow night for a beer, no?
My brother used to play under him, so he might get a phone call with
Is this from when you're trying Tommy Irvine Meadow, the entertaining Kilburnie Lakeside? That's a tight game as well, if you were that way.
Oh, and it probably shows how tough the league is, Johnny. Isn't it? Through all the fixtures. Brian, me and Sean know Brian well, Irvine Meadow.
He's done a great job down there, hasn't he?
Brilliant. He was under some pressure last season, I think it was last season.
He was at the start of the season. Yeah.
We played Kilburnie pre-season, like Sean's pals and manager, Liam, did he things the right way down there. How do you call that game, do you know what I mean? If you're asking me for a prediction, I'll go for a home victory in that one for the Meadow.
I'll go away victory just so.
Just what would be Tommy? Tell you dinner.
Gansel gave me a bit of abuse later on for that, but I'll go for Kilburnie to beat them.
Liam's doing well now after he settled in. He did a hard job when he moved in with Colin, didn't he?
So me and Liam known each other since we were 15 at Kilmarnock for YTS. And
good player, wasn't he?
Brilliant, great player. We've been really good pals since, so. Liam will do really good there. He's got them playing the right way. He started the season great, especially in a very, very tough league. So, no, I think Liam will do great there.
Your old club, Sean, league leaders, Paul, at the Entertain South, he's Glenafton. Yeah. So South will get a bit of abuse. That's his kind of local club, isn't it?
There, yes. We played with South at Pollock, actually. So, no, as you say, bad result for Pollock during the week. I think 99% of people would have put their money on being Pollock being in the final. So, it's one of those ones I'm sure they'll be keen to bounce back on that front. So no, again, I'll Southfield will probably give me abuse, but I'll go for Pollock to win that one.
I mean, Murdy's made a great start this season with the Pollock team, Tom, isn't it?
I'll go for Pollock to bounce back after that defeat. I think they'll be expected to turn that around, so tough game, but I'll go Pollock going victory, John.
Okay. And the final game tomorrow night is the two newly promoted teams, Glencairn, Tommy, they entertain Ross Vale. So Glencairn, how do you see that game going?
League-wise, they've started really, really well. I know they did a bit of they threw it away against Colwinning recently after a good lead. Again, hard game to call tomorrow, but I'll go for a home victory just in that one.
Sean?
No, I'm not just disagreeing with Tommy, but I'm going to go for Ross Vale to get a result. I think Morph's a very good manager, and they've got a good management team down there. They run the club the right way and stuff, and it's obviously the same as Glencairn, but no, I've got a bit of soft spot for Ross Vale because of where they've came from in terms of coming out of the league and stuff and going up, so no, I'll go with Ross Vale in that one.
And they've done well with 4 or 5 years in the junior game.
Brilliant.
Sean, just there's a team missing out there, and that's Auchinleck Talbot. Obviously tomorrow they're playing in the William Hill Senior Cup, the Entertain Cabling. How do you see that going?
I fancy Talbot. To be honest, I think most games you fancy Talbot, they just get that knack. Especially you look at it during the week, that's Talbot doing it a tee.
That's right.
Scoring the 90.
Missing penalties.
They know how to get a job done. I would fancy Talbot to go through in that one.
And last week, Tommy, or 2 weeks ago, they go up to Dundonald. They draw 2 each with a late goal, I think, to get them. They missed a penalty and scored the rebound, the penalty. They take them back to Beechwood last Saturday and put 6 past them.
Oh, they're so ruthless, aren't they? And I think when it really, really matters, they seem to produce the goods, John.
Mm-hmm. Moving into the Championship, Athlone, the Entertain Whitlett. So I'll give you this one, Tommy. Your brother's playing with Athlone, isn't he?
So. He's my wee brother, plays with Athlone. So they've started quite well. Whitlett's will come up for Ayrshire. I think they've kind of been hot and cold, John, so far.
We played them a couple of weeks ago there. I'd watched them against Troon, and they played Troon off the park on the Monday night. We played them
midweek game.
Midweek, beat them 5-1, I think it was.
I've got to see Arthur, ain't I?
Your brother no speech to
you? My brother to get booked in Arthur.
That's brilliant. Craig Mark versus Blantyre, Sean. Blantyre, Johnny Gibson's got a good side. We played them at the start of the season, and we beat them that night, but they were down to 10 men pretty early on. I was impressed.
Me and Tom's got a good relationship with Gibby. Craig Mark, I don't know much about, to be honest. They've had a decent start, to be honest. They've got a couple of wins and then a couple of draws. So, but no, I'll go with Gibby to get a result. One tie to win.
Okay. Coming Lord versus Irvine Vicks, Tommy. Do you know any of these two clubs?
Aye, both, John. Irvine Vicks, I was reading their manager speaking last week. He's just looking to get as many points in the board at this stage as possible. Yeah. Been disrespectful, they're probably looking just to survive in the Championship.
I think Brian McClucky, that's just been them, he's got a lot of young boys and Flamouches and Rar and things like that.
I think Cumbernauld will win that league. They've started off really well.
Tommy, I'm at Darvel.
I was going to say,
come on, Tommy, come on, what end of the show?
I think they've been due to get promoted, John. They've been on the brink for a couple of years now, so I don't want to say it could be a doing, but I would comfortable for Cumbernauld tomorrow.
I mean, I think Cumbernauld's a great side, and I'm with you. I think for years I've just been chatting on the door of promotion, and Andy Frame's got a good side going there this season.
Definitely. I've seen John Paul McBride put a boots on
Oh, did he? Yeah.
I've seen the side they put about, so if John Paul can get on their side or get involved, then it must be a good side.
Dorai versus Cambuslang Rangers, Sean. How do you see that going?
So we played Dorai pre-season, so we feel he's doing there, obviously. Done a good job the last few weeks. I would probably go Cambuslang have started good as well. They've got a good result. Took a lot of boys from East Kilbride. I've got to draw that one.
Yourself? Well, there goes the full-time whistle, lads. So that's a fine whistle for this show tonight. I'd just like to thank my guests tonight, Tommy Malloy and Sean Dillon of Greenock Juniors, and wish yourselves and Greenock all the best for this season and the future season to come. And if you get the Morton job, remember the season tickets. I'd also like to thank yourself, the listeners, and hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I thought it was a fantastic insight to Greenock Juniors, and I wish Greenock Juniors all the best in the future. Up next, Michael Lennie with First Play Friday. It's a good show, it's worth a listen to. We will finish tonight with Elvis Costello and Can't Stand Up for Falling Down. So until next Friday at 8 o'clock, enjoy your junior football the weekend, and it's bye for now.